Howard's End by E.M. Forster. Read by Emma Thompson.
Howard's End by E.M. Forster. One may as well begin with Helen's letters to her sister. Howard's End, Tuesday. Dearest Meg, it isn't going to be what we expected. It is old and little and altogether delightful. We can scarcely pack in as it is, and the dear knows what will happen when Paul, younger son, arrives tomorrow. From hall, you go right or left into dining room or drawing room. Hall itself is practically a room. You open another door in it, and there are the stairs going up in a sort of tunnel to the first floor. Three bedrooms in a row there, and three attics in a row above. Nine windows as you look up from the front garden. Then there's a very big witch elm standing on the boundary between the garden and meadow. This long letter is because I'm writing before breakfast. Oh, the beautiful vine leaves! The house is covered with a vine. I looked out earlier, and Mrs. Wilcox was already in the garden. She evidently loves it. She was watching the large red poppies come out. Then she walked off the lawn to the meadow. Trail, trail went her long dress over the sopping grass, and she came back with her hands full of the hay that was cut yesterday, I suppose for rabbits or something, and she kept on smelling it. Oh, there goes the breakfast gong. Much love. Modified love to Tibby. Love to Aunt Julie. How good of her to come and keep you company.